The very first Medrash in Medrash Rabbah is a series of interpretations of a pasuk in Mishlei. And in several years, during several runs, so to speak, through Parshas Bereishis, the Sfarzem has commented on this Medrash. The Medrash is commenting on a pasuk in Mishlei. In Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech is gloating, is proud of the fact Hashem kanani reshit darko kedem mifalav me'az. Hashem created me at the beginning of his way, and I was the first of his works. Kedem mifalav me'az. It's a way of Shlomo HaMelech announcing his chachma. He was created at an early stage of Bria Sa'olam. In the middle of that section, in Mishlei Perikhes, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'ayeh etzlo amon. I was a student. I was a child being taught by Hashem. And I was his delight, I was his joy on a daily basis, playing and frolicking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. And at the literal level, this is we could call it an epistemological statement, that Shlomo HaMelech announces the Chachma that had been invested in him, and presents it as if he had been a young child, created at the beginning of the universe, taught on a daily basis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, causing delight in his day-to-day interactions with his teacher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash inverts the word amon from teacher, or I'm sorry, from student, or child, to teacher. And it quotes several psukim to prove that it's a teacher. Now, why is this important? Because the Torah becomes the teacher. This is the second part of the Medrash. Hatara Omeres, the Torah says, Ani hayisi kli umanaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I became the tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think of Torah as the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in this Medrash, Torah is the kli umanaso, the tools of craft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now keep in mind, the Torah is speaking now. This is a very, very strange Medrash. Typically in the Medrash, Hashem speaks, people speak, Am Yisrael speaks, inanimate objects, the world, planets, mountains. But in this Medrash, Torah is speaking. And Torah is taking pride in the fact that it was a Kli Umanios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the very famous parable that just like a king doesn't just build a palace aimlessly, but it's planned with an architect who then consults with blueprints. Similarly, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world, Kach haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit batara ubarias haolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspected the Torah, created the earth. As we know, parallel Medrash, the Torah preceded the earth by 2,000 years. V'hatara amra bereshis bar Elokim. The Torah itself announces about itself reflexively, v'ein reshis el HaTorah. So this is a well-known Medrash based on that pasuk in Mishlei. Again, the literal meaning of the pasuk is that I was a student. The first part of the Medrash transforms Amon from student into teacher. The Torah is meant to teach us. The second part of the Medrash, which the Sfasemis will address, transforms the word Amon not from teacher or student, but to crafts or tools of craft. Kleum and Aso, Kessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an architect, and the Torah as his blueprints. Now, on one year, Tafresh Lamed Dalet, the Sfasemis question the foundation of the Medrash. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need blueprints? It's a nice parable. Kings and princes, architects and construction managers need blueprints, but presumably HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need. Why does he employ the Torah as the blueprints for this earth? Well, that raises a more metaphysical question. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the earth? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the earth for the benefit of the creatures that are created and that inhabit his earth or his universe, well, then it's in their benefit to be able to encounter his Torah by inspecting and interacting with his earth. Vilazosi writes, Haya Habriya, the creation was fashioned, Biofan, Shiuchal Adam Lilmor Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Mikol Davar. Once Torah is the blueprint for our universe, then by definition, consequently, a person can understand Torah through every interaction with his world, and that's beneficial to man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu effectively employs Torah as a blueprint, though he didn't require it for our benefit, just like he created the world for our benefit. Now this, of course, is a very, very central tenet of Hasidus, that Torah and encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited to classic Torah study, but by encountering the world, we can encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loosely called the Dveikus, interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through many different routes and through many different conduits. Or as he writes, again in Tefresh Lamed Daled, Shebechol Davar Mehabria, every aspect of our world, Yesh Bo Inyan HaTorah, Lilmod Eza Hanhaga Osod. We can learn some secret, some mystery, some moral code, some human norm. So this is a decentralization of classic Torah study, Masechtos, Prakim, pages of a book, and a recognition of a more holistic interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, called loosely Torah, by encountering the world around us. In Tafresh Membeis, he asks a different question. He wants to know why the Pasuk, based on this drasha, based on this medrash, why the Pasuk is couched in the form future tense, Vo'ehyeh, and I will be. It should have been Vehayisi, and I was. So the truth is, in the actual text itself, Vo'ehyeh can mean present perfect. It doesn't have to mean that I will be, but I continue to be. Or maybe future perfect. My grammar is a little bit rusty, my English grammar. But it doesn't have to refer exclusively to a future tense. It can refer to a condition of being. Vo'ehyeh, Shlomo writes, I was a student. And by extension, the Torah was, during a duration of 6 days of creation, was a blueprint for Hashem. But for the Sfas Emes, Vo'ehyeh suggests a future reference. And for the Sfas Emes, the future encompasses two realities. Number one, it's not just that static book of divine Torah that serves as a blueprint or as a foundation of our universe, but all the Torah and all the people who will study Torah continue to sustain our world and continue to serve as not just a blueprint to plan the world, but a sustaining force, vitality, so that the world doesn't collapse. So Vehayeh suggests that it's a process that continues. And this is also an important concept for Hasidus, that there could be aspects of Torah that were revealed to later generations which weren't revealed to earlier generations. Note in Hasidus says, Ha'emes ha'mischadeshes b'chol yom, that's why Hasidus writers took liberties to interpret psukim in ways which in no way reflected statements of Chazal, statements of Tanayim, even statements of Rishonim, which in non-Hasidic circles may even seem heretical, because we follow the lead of people before us and we view it as a descending hierarchy of authority. For Hasidus, a Hasidic Rebbe in the 19th or 20th century can develop very creative word manipulations, gematria, changing the sequence of letters, other forms of grammatical manipulations, which aren't to be found in Chazal, but there's emanations of Torah that can evolve in later generations. And Torah is not just a static experience that was delivered and then is interpreted based on that delivery at Har Sinai, but there's a stream, and that stream can be replenished in ways that it wasn't fed earlier and in earlier stages. So this is an indirect reference to that evolution that I will continue through people who study Torah and presumably create Torah. I will continue to sustain the earth. Vo'ehyeh. And then finally, of course, as much as Torah can evolve and be discovered, we still live in an imperfectly encountered Torah world because Torah hasn't suffused our world. So Vo'ehyeh means one day when Torah fully emerges, then everyone will see the correlation between Torah and our universe and the centrality of Torah in sustaining the universe, and hence the future is not just a continuing process, but a reference and a foreshadowing of a messianic afterworld or afterlife period. And this is why Torah itself announces it. As he writes, V'zehu v'ayeh etzlo amon shahatara mispa'eres. Torah itself takes pride, ki od yisparer. One day it will be revealed, ki etzasa letov haya. So it's almost as if Torah has skin in this race, has a vested interest in proving its centrality, becomes animated, becomes personified, but only in some future reality in which Torah's relevance and Torah's vitality will be fully understood and matched by a corresponding recognition of Torah's importance.